nice win for you guys. It was a nice bounce back win from the other nights. And man, you guys got started hot shooting and kept shooting pretty nicely throughout the night here.
Well, the scheduling is so hard. Me and Coach Fletch all talked about it before the game. Like, you know, they looked a little, you know, Barton looked a little tired. You know, I mean, they're really good. I mean, they were number two in the league for a reason, yeah. 15-3. We had to play motivated. I told the guys, you know, first of all, we run into a Butler team on the road that's probably the hottest team in our league right now. You know, the one people don't understand is we beat Butler by 23 here. I told our guys, fellas, this is not. We're just more advanced than they are right now. And then you get there, they're down to nine players. He got the right nine guys on his team right now. He doesn't have the 10, 11, 12 guys complaining on the bench, so he has no negativity. And they're just rolling. And we went in there, got an eight-point lead, got down 20, come back, cut it to five, and just couldn't get over that hump. And I told the guys, hey, just practice hard. We're going to make some adjustments. You know, Barton, that's first loss since, I think, before Christmas break. You know, I think they were 6-3, and then they won, like, five straight or something. And, you know, I was just good. It was good. I was just, but it was effort. I told the guys, winning right now when you're this far into the season is effort, mentality, positivity, everything. We can't go on the practice floor and say, okay, you just got to practice hard and you get better. No, your mentality's got to be positive in the right way. And if your mentality's the right way, you're the right way.
What really was key to that, I thought, was your transition, your fast break offense. I thought that was pretty good. You guys flew down the floor pretty good there and got some nice baskets. Kind of caught Barton a couple of times. A little flat-footed there on the on their defense.
Well, and I think our zone messed up their offense a little bit because I don't think anybody expects that, you know, from us. You know, I think us and Hutch are the two that really haven't showed much zone this year. And we didn't do it that long, but, you know, what it did is we haven't even practiced it, I'll be honest with you, but we practiced against it, so I knew we could do it. And throwing it at them flipped them a little bit, made Barton have to think a little different. But that's a really talented team. I mean, we knew it from the get-go. We knew it. We saw them in the preseason. We were like, wow. You know, they got bigs like Malik Toppin. He's really talented. And, you know, Anthony Smith, I tell you, he's been the biggest workhorse in our league. And I was real proud of our guys, you know, holding him out as much as they could. And the kid's such a good player. He's going to get baskets, you know. And, you know, in 33, Ezekiel, I mean – yeah, he's coming off an MCL sprain, you know, where I thought he could have been the best player in our league this year. And he was playing that way, MCL sprain, out six games. I can see him getting healthier, though. And, you know, as a coach, you don't like seeing those really – you don't like seeing anybody get hurt. But when it's the team's best player – and, you know, he played 30-plus minutes still, you know, on an MCL sprain, you know. And so that tells you the toughness of his team. And Coach Fletchall, you know, he's one of the longest-running coaches in our region. And, you know, and he coaches them up. And they came in ready to go and – tell you what, we just played motivated, you know, and that's what we got to do. Now we got to go try to take care of some business on the road.
How big was that to get up by 20 points in that first
didn't
half?
Like because I do not like being up big.
Barton's a scary team. They can get some points in bunches like that.
Well, we knew it. We knew they were going to make some run. I mean, I told them at halftime, just as easy as you're up 21, you could be down 21 because they're that good of a team. They're not rolling over. I've seen his teams come back from down big and win games. And they never, at the end, I mean, they never quit fighting.
No.
And they didn't. They kept attacking, needed to score quick, getting to the rim on us. They missed some free throws normally they don't miss because they're a very good free throw shooting team. And, you know, and I think that just comes from tiring legs out, you know. And so, you know, we made good adjustments. I'm proud of our guys. I mean, the adjustments were good. But this is – now we got to get a good win. Now let's move on. That's how this league is right now.
Yeah, distribution was good for you guys tonight with 23 assists.
That was great. I mean, that extra pass. We've been preaching it to them, make the extra pass. And our guys were seeing the zone well. Guys were attacking the paint. You know, we had guys stepping up like Jamon Kelly with some big threes when we needed them. But that's how he's been practicing. And I've been saying it all year. You're going to play how you practice. And – you know, he did that, and I thought Ine came in and played great. Mm-hmm. I thought Victor does what Victor does. I thought Josh got himself rolling there when we needed it, you know. And, you know, just proud of our guys. You know, it's time we just got to move on. You know, we got to go try to find a way to beat Cali now.
Yeah, you got to go down there Wednesday night. And I like the tennis shoes look, Coach.
Well, it's coaches versus cancer.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And so it technically starts Monday, but since we're playing on Sunday – me and Coach Altman and Coach Lil, I kind of sent him a text at about 4:30 or 4:45 and said, hey, we're going tennis shoes. We're starting it off right. And so we'll wear them the rest of the week, so you'll see them on us Wednesday and Saturday too.
Well, you know, if you keep a winning streak like that,
we might continue to wear them.
Yeah.
Hey, if we go win all three of these, we'll just keep wearing them.
All right.
The only problem is I'm wearing white shoes, and I don't like white shoes, you know.
Well, I tell you, it was a sharp look for you guys. You guys win at 103-82, and a nice win to head to our Kansas City on Wednesday night. Coach joining us here, Coach Brady Drinkle here in the post game. Thanks as always, Coach. It's fun watching your team, and go get them down there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.